Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. Amen. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place of confinement, wherever you might be, with amen, to bring Jesus, amen, and talk about the sweet name of Jesus. Praise God. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet myself with a powerful Holy Ghost-filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise God. The Lord has blessed us with a powerful Holy Ghost-filled ministry. Praise the Lord. And I'm telling you, we're here on radio to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ unto all of you that's out there in the free world, as well as those you left behind prison bars. We've been doing some Bible teaching out of Ephesians, the 5th chapter. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're going to pick it up where we left off at. We'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the continuation of the message. Those that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune into today's broadcast. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Amen. My wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Now, amen. The Lord wants us to walk in the light. That's present tense. You are in the light. That's what, amen, Ephesians 5 and 8 said. You were, it's past tense. You were sometime in darkness. That's used to be. Amen. People need to understand, know that. You cannot serve God with one foot in the world and one foot in the church. Be in church on Sunday, live like the devil during the week. That's not salvation. And people need to understand, know that. The Lord wants 24-hour Christians. Not just Sunday morning, not just prayer meeting Christians, but He wants 24-hour Christians. It's time to get serious for God. It's time to stop playing church. It's time to be real for the Lord. Amen. I'm telling you, it's time to be real for God. Because the Lord wants people that are ready. Not getting ready, but ready to meet the Lord. Amen. Be ready to meet the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Missionary Velvet, go to Ephesians chapter 5 and verse number 8. And amen. What did it say?
For ye were sometime darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light.
There we say, walk as children of the light. If you're in the light, walk. It's time to let people know what side you on. Amen. I'm not ashamed to let the world know I'm a child of God. People like they're ashamed. They want to be worldly. Got churches want to get worldly. But it's time to let people know I'm a child of God. Amen. I don't, amen, use profanity like the world do. I don't do that. Praise God. I'm telling you, some people, amen, use profanity. At, amen. When they get mad, they use profanity. But I'm telling you, when the Lord save you, you don't use it. When you get mad, when you get upset, you don't use it. Amen. I'm telling you, amen. Because saved people are not supposed to get mad. You get angry, but you don't get mad. Mad is out of control. Mad is when you, praise our God, said things you later regret. Amen. Mad is when people start using profanity. Saved people don't do that. You hear me? The world, the people got the devil in them do stuff like that. I'm telling you, praise God. I'm telling you, praise the Lord. Amen. But when the Lord saved you, amen, He caused you to, amen, to have a clean conversation. Clean your mouth up. Well, said Peter, amen, he used profanity, amen. I'm telling you, Peter used it because he was not sanctified. He was not, amen, delivered. And amen, he had that sinful nature in him. But once he, amen, got delivered, he got sanctified and received the Holy Ghost, you don't see where he cursed no more, do you? Amen. I'm telling you, when the Lord saved you, amen, you don't curse no more. Praise the And people need to understand and know that. What the next verse say, Missionary Bell?
For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth.
For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. Amen. You can't live no mixed up life. People have mixed up life. One foot in the world and one foot in the church. You cannot go to heaven, amen, with one foot in the world and one foot in the church. You got to be either on the Lord's side, because the Lord wants all of us. We sing the song, my whole body belong to the Lord. God is a jealous God. He wants all of you. If he can't have all of you, he won't have none of you. So you cannot serve two masters, but you got to let people know what side you on. I'm on the side of the Lord. But the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. What did the 10th verse say?
Proving what is acceptable unto the Lord.
And that's the only thing that's acceptable unto God. When you serve the Lord with your whole heart, not just part of it, but all of it. The Lord wants all of us. Praise God. I'm telling you.
And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them.
Y'all heard what that Bible said? Amen. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them.
For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret.
Amen. I'm telling you, amen, it's a shame to speak of those things, those evil things of the world. It's a shame. That means God don't want to hear that mess. Amen. I'm telling you, God don't want to hurt all that evil mess that people be doing.
But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever does make manifest is light.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Do it make manifest is light. Let you know God wants you to move up into the righteousness of the glory of God. Amen. Because God don't like it when folks indulge in sin. God don't like sin. Amen. The Lord don't like sin. When people testify what the Lord brought them out of, that's for people to know, for sinners to know, so that the Lord doesn't deliver them, the Lord can deliver me. But up there, God don't want to hurt all that evil mess. He don't want to hurt that mess. Praise of God. The Lord wants to, amen, want you to walk in the light. Amen. About the glory of God, about righteousness.
The wherefore he says, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light.
Amen. That's why it's time to wake up. It's time to wake up. Amen. I'm telling you, it's time to wake up. Amen. It's time to work out your soul salvation. Amen. Be saved. Be sanctified through the blood. Be baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost and fire, so you can make heaven your home. I'm telling you, praise the Lord, because you can't go to heaven in your sins.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. You got to be washed in the blood and be, yeah. Amen. So your name be signed down on in the book of life. Praise
and
God.
And see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil.
I'm telling you, praise of God, amen. Walk, amen, respectfully. Amen. Don't be foolish, but walk, amen, amen, respectfully. Amen. Praise our God. Amen. But be wise. Wise is, amen. Make sure your heart is right. Make sure your heart clean. I'll tell you, baby. Dotting all your I's and crossing all your T's. Because God is watching. The eyes of the Lord is watching. Live right before the Lord's eyes. Not before man, but live right before God's eyes. Because man don't have no heaven to put you in. Man ain't got no hell to send you to. But rather fear him that can destroy both soul and body in hell. Amen. Live right before God, because he the one, he the judge. He the one that can, amen, amen, sentence you to where you're going. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, praise the Lord. Amen. It's time to live right before God's eyes. Amen. Live right before the Lord's eyes. It's time to live right before God's eyes.
Amen.
I'm telling you, so you can make heaven your home. Praise the Lord. Now, Jesus come to save you from your sin. Amen. That's why, amen, it's important to get Jesus in your soul, because he's the way, the truth, and the light. No man come to the Father but by me. You must go through Jesus. Now, I know this is a deep and powerful message. Very deep and powerful message. Praise God, amen. I'm going to try to, amen, in the future broadcasts, amen, break it on down to you all. And so, amen, y'all can understand the more and more. Because salvation is not hard. You can be receive Christ in your soul and Jesus Christ living there, and the Lord can make the change in your life and cause you to live, amen, a brand new life. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Then lay your hands on the rail, point of contact as we pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful message coming from the teaching from the 5th chapter of Ephesians. Lord, look on people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that sicken their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus, eye disease. Wherever it is, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Touch the prisoners. Lord, let them know, God, you come deliver them and set them free for what the enemy got them tied to. Lord, cause the people to be free. Lord, do these things. We will praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. By his stripes I am healed. Just give God the praise. Sit down and write me a letter so that I can rejoice with you. Today's broadcast, here come my wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise him, praise the song. Say, it's been a great change since I've been born. The things I used to do, I don't do them no more. You heard the message that Ella Holmes preached all this month and in this past week, that the Lord can change you. The Lord can make you brand new. But we got to be able to say, Lord, here I am. Mold me and make me into who I need to be. And he would do just that. Because the Lord loves each and every one of us. Those behind prison bars, Ella Holmes and I love you, but Jesus loves you even more. Jesus really loves you. All you have to do is call on the name of Jesus, and he is right there for you. He is right there to provide whatever you need. Those in the free world, thank you for your prayers and support of our ministry. Remember that Jesus loves you also, too. He wants what's best for you. He wants what's best for the whole wide world. He died for each and every one of us. And don't lose that chance that he gave us. So the Lord wants you, and he needs you, but we need him most of all. Remember that God loved you with an everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. We love you, and may God bless you.
Amen. We sure do. Pray for Missionary Velvet and myself. The Lord will open up doors. We may get into more jails and prisons. Amen. And those of you in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed with many activities on the website. The Heaven Bound Train website is open to all of you that's out there in the free world. Those of you that's incarcerated, write up for Bibles and other life changing material. All material to prisons are free. Spanish speaking inmates, write up for Spanish material. Jesus loves the Spanish speaking people. Today's broadcast, the Chaplain William Holmes, along with one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.